Member voice. Our member engagement and military lead, Tim Eckersley, shares your latest news and updates. Founders Day Awards. The pilot scheme launched last January to October has ended. A total of 43 Founders Day Awards were presented throughout the country, 20 in a military mess and 22 in the local community, by senior officials including brigadiers, naval captains, lord mayors and wing commanders. Following the success of the pilot, Founders Day Awards will recommence this year from January to October. Military Site Loss Champions Scheme. We continue to onboard serving personnel across the forces who have the opportunity to fundraise, volunteer and host our events in their mess and download useful content around eye care, including resources. This is a fantastic opportunity as we continue to build our network within the forces community. You can find more information about the scheme at blindveterans.org.uk/champion. Military anniversaries, the Gulf War. The 28th of February 2025 marks 34 years since the Gulf War ended in 1991. This was an armed conflict between Iraq and a 42-country coalition which was predominantly led by the US. The invasion was split into two phases, Operation Desert Shield, signalling the build-up of military personnel and equipment, and Operation Desert Storm, combat and aerial bombing of key targets against Iraq in January 1991. During the conflict, 392 coalition personnel died, including 47 British servicemen. Veterans Art Project, VE80. The Veterans Art Project, VE80, is an exciting initiative encouraging you to showcase your creative talents to help raise funds for the charity. We've received some wonderful artwork submissions themed around V80, the 80th anniversary of victory over Europe, marking the end of the Second World War. Member Brian Naylor has submitted fantastic paintings using watercolours and a fine line pen. Brian first tried painting with watercolours whilst at sea. After a 30-year gap, he has taken up the brush again to paint and submitted 12 paintings in support of the Veterans Art Project, VE80, hoping to raise funds. This is a great opportunity to show off your artwork. It could be exhibited online and at events, auctioned off, given as gifts, and even displayed on our merchandise. How to take part? Artwork and photography. The project consists of three parts, two artwork kits suitable for beginners and more experienced artists, and a photography challenge. You're welcome to take part in one, two, or all three. We also ask that you include a short personal story with your submission, with a brief outline of your service history, your sight loss journey, the techniques used in your work, and the inspiration for your work. If you're old enough to remember VE Day, we'd love to read about your recollections. If not, the project gives you the chance to explore the theme of war and peace and get creative. Visit blindveterans.org.uk/VAP to find out more and request a kit. Alternatively, you can email us at ncwp@blindveterans.org.uk or leave a message on 01273 391 447. If you leave your name and number, and a member of the team will call you back. Give us your feedback. Have you attended a Blind Veterans UK event recently? We'd love to know what you thought of it so we can improve our services and offer more of what you like. Our members, carers and even our staff can give events feedback to us directly via the Blind Veterans UK website by using our simple online form at blindveterans.org.uk/event-feedback. Coming up, the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst Dinner is on the 28th of February, and the annual members' conference is on Friday, the 7th of March.